Welcome to Well Dressed Fancy Dandies with Ken and Andy, the program that is hanging on by a thread. And to prove my point, we are now not joined by Andy Breckman, but by his assistant, Eve. Eve, are you with us?
I am so sorry. Hello. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
So I think we are both living out our worst nightmares right now at the same time.
Yeah, what's it been like being Andy Breckman's assistant up in Canada?
Well,
be honest,
he's had me write every episode. No. It's a lot of fun. I eat, sleep, and breathe this show that is Einstein. Now I am filling in for him on a WFMU show. In my mind's eye, I can just see your ratings.
Yeah, explain to the listeners why I'm talking to you and not to Andy right now.
So the explanation is that for each of these beautiful scenes that you'll get to see on this show, we do this thing called blocking, and that's where Andy needs to come in and listen to the actors go through their lines, and if he has any changes, he makes them on the fly, and then once it's running on its own, he gets to go off and write the rest of the season or do this show.
Now, why is Andy's the writer of the show, but why is he doing the blocking?
So right now, what they're blocking is what's called a debriefing, which is them coming back from the crime back and forth and explaining what's going on. So it's about 15 pages, and it's holding him up for a very long time, a lot longer than we thought. And it's also a 5-minute walk from his office to set. So he's going to be a little bit walking once he's done from set to here.
And now I do want to take advantage of the fact that Andy's not only not here, but he's also not listening. Has Andy asked you to do anything that you might be uncomfortable with ethically or morally? I'll just cut to the chase.
Not at liberty to discuss this.
Has Andy asked you to make any, you know, monetary payments to any of the women who he's impregnated over the years? Be honest.
I will honestly say that I've signed many NDAs that I cannot go deeply into that, about
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
I can only imagine him listening to all of this back. I don't know if he's ever listened to an episode.
NDAs, for listeners who don't know, those are non-natal disclosure agreements for keeping secret pregnancies secret. And
that's right.
Eve, has Andy ever touched you inappropriately? Be honest.
The rule is, he doesn't touch me. He has to make me.
He makes you touch him. That makes perfect sense. Oh my God, that makes such sense now. Everything kind of falls into place.
Yes, it holds up better in court.
Because
that way.
Yeah, because you know, I mean, he's had many assistants. Not to denigrate what you've been doing with Andy, but I've been working with Andy for, you know, 36 years now. He's had many assistants over the...
I would love to know about their stories.
Oh, my God. And have I heard stories? And what you just said, just suddenly everything makes perfect sense.
We need to bring him into a room that is just all of his past assistants, like it's an intervention. Have them all read their letters about their personal time with him.
In case you're just tuning into Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies with Ken and Andy, Andy has broken new ground and has not shown up for his own show, but has literally asked his assistant, Eve, to sit in for him. He's joked about doing this. He's joked about this many times. Many times he's said things like, I'll have my assistant read it, you know, when people say, can I send you my script or, you know, or whatever. He always jokes about having his assistant do the things that, of course, he should be doing himself. And now he's actually done it.
Clearly, it was not a joke, because yeah. Here I am.
Can you see... You're not able to see him blocking out the scene right now, are you?
No, we are in a very big stage right now, and he's about a 5-minute walk, which makes me think as soon as they're done, you still have a beautiful 5 minutes with me until he actually gets here and rips me off the microphone.
So he's at least 5 minutes away.
Yes, at all times, he's at least 5 minutes away.
Okay.
I am texting the script coordinator, Gabe, who is on set with him, and hopefully he gets back to me about an ETA here.
And I of course don't work in television, so what do I know? But isn't it the director or the assistant director who usually does the blocking? It's not It's not the writer.
Well,
since when does the writer do the blocking?
Andy is many things. He is the showrunner, executive producer, writer, grand poobah. But he is kind of like the captain at the helm. So if there is something that needs to be changed last minute, if something doesn't feel right when it comes out of an actor's mouth, he'll change the script on the fly. That way, things are moving in a way that makes sense for the story. So he needs to be there for just about almost every scene where we do the blocking, and then the director will take over from there, and Andy can come back here and take his naps.
It sounds like you're describing a drug-addled control freak. to be honest.
You're almost right. Yes, I think the drug is just his neuroses.
Oh no, his drug is female laughter. I don't know if you've noticed that.
He's told me that. Yeah.
Oh, it's real. It's real. Who's Andy's biggest female fan on set? Tell me.
Well,
because you're gonna end up making payments to her, I guarantee.
We have our wonderful star Melissa Fumero, who laughs, and we enjoy her presence very much.
And she has a good laugh.
Yes, she is. she's a beautiful laugh.
And she thinks Andy is really funny.
She thinks Andy is really funny. Yes, and I would say the entire Video Village is probably his audience as well. We have a lady director joining us. This is her day one. She is a superstar as well. Her name is Beth, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
What a coincidence. Andy's wife's name is Beth.
That's right.
And does your Beth, the assistant director or the director, does she have a good laugh?
Yes, I love her laugh. Beth McCarthy Miller, she's great. She is a superstar. Also from SNL fame as well. She's directed quite a bit there as well.
Beth McCarthy Miller. Okay.
Yes.
And Melissa Fumero is the female lead in this TV
yes.
show, which is called Einstein.
Mm-hmm. And they're Melissa Fumero from Brooklyn Nine-Nine fame.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, was she Andy Samberg's squeeze for a while? Is it
that's
that,
right.
Is it that Melissa Fumero?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and she fits perfectly in the cast for this. So before I was graciously placed upon the laps of everyone listening in today, what did you originally have planned for today?
Well, let me tell you the whole story, because last week we had this great idea of doing a listener audio scavenger hunt. But of course,
yes.
Andy insisted on including so many assignments that it actually became a very lengthy, laborious project for anybody to actually submit the 9 audio assignments that you had to submit in order to win. We actually were offering $100 plus a chance to do this show once.
So I am living out everybody's every contestant's dream right now.
Right. So Andy, thought this was a really cool idea, but then he threw a wrench into the works. He decided that one of the audio assignments would be to get somebody on Cameo to mention well-dressed fancy dandies. But of course, what that meant was that you had to pay $20 to get a Cameo. So you had to pay $20 to even enter our little scavenger hunt. So what I'm trying to say, Eve, is that not a single person entered our scavenger hunt.
I think they call that a cover charge.
Yeah, $20, a $20 cover charge.
Andy is here. He's here to save the day. Here, I will swap.
Oh boy!
Swap you in.
For everything. Thanks, Eve.
Thanks, You're Eve. Fired. Eve, you were great.
Yeah. Oh, Kenneth's saying Eve, you were great.
Yeah. Hey, Andy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Kenny.
Andy, will you put Eve back on?
No, Eve has a job to do.
No, Eve can you? No, no. He and I have a great rapport. Will you please put Eve back on?
Eve will be back next week.
No, no. Maybe. I mean, okay, but like right now. I was hoping.
No, Eve has left the building.
No, Eve and I, we had this whole thing going.
You're stuck. You're stuck with me.
No, come on, please. Run after Eve. I'll keep talking. Will you call down the...
You know, next week it should be Eve and Matt, you know, our two assistants.
Well, thanks for showing up, Andy.
Oh, sure. What did I miss?
Eve and I had this great show planned out, and we really hit it off.
Do you really want me to get him back?
Yeah.
Do you really want me to for the hour?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Andy thinks I really want Eve back.
Is he still here?
Yeah.
I was just really trying to hurt Andy's feelings.
Please.
Eve.
Eve. Hello, hello.
Oh, thanks for coming back. I just thought we had such a good thing going.
Andy walked out. He is.
And Andy missed. He's walked out now. He's gone back. He's gone back to.
I guess.
Back
I don't
to
know.
The
what
set.
Did you say to him? What happened?
Well, I just said that you and I had this really great thing going. And I was hoping that you know, I could have you back instead of him. His heart's clearly not into the show.
Oh my God!
But you really seem like you're into this. I mean, your heart's.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So let's take some calls. If you have a question for Eve, who is Andy Breckman's full-time international assistant, the phone number is 201-209-9368. And did Andy indicate whether the blocking went okay?
I did not get any notification. He said you're in. He shut the door, and I don't know where he walked off to. So
he called my bluff.
I think he really called my bluff. I thought this was your way of punishing him to.
Yeah, no, I was trying to. I was trying to hurt him. I was trying to hurt his feelings to make him think that I preferred you to him.
Well, and he started it. He hurt your feelings first. He.
He didn't show up for his own show. just so listeners know the background, we did a test at 5:30. Worked great. Then we connected the Zoom to the main studio. Worked great. Everything was wonderful. The show was going to start. Andy and I actually had a backup plan for tonight. Not one that I really believe in, mind you. And then as the theme song was playing, I got a text from Eve. First said, escorting Andy from set to his office, threading the needle on time. And then a second text that said, Andy wants me to sit in for him while he blocks this scene. Oh,
I was with him on set at that time. I was showing him the clock, kind of like in the back, a game clock, just to let him know he's got about 5 minutes to walk back to his office. And we were in the middle of blocking at that time. And he just walks up to me and said, I'm going to need you to take over while we finish this.
Well, Eve, the switchboard is lighting up. People really want to talk to you. Okay. Hi, you're on the air with Andy Breckman's assistant, Eve.
Hi, wow, this is great.
Thank you. Who's this?
This is Evan.
Hi, Evan.
Hi.
Hello, Evan.
Wow.
And do you have any questions for Eve? Eve knows where he knows where all the bodies are buried, if you know what I mean.
Well, I just want to hear about Eve. I don't want to hear about Andy. I mean, this show is like really great this week. It's like it's just fantastic.
I know Andy's not here to talk over everybody, to use everybody as a prop.
Oh, it's so refreshing. It just feels so like positive and so like accessible.
Everyone's,
you know,
twisting the blade right now.
So Eve, listener Evan would like to know a little bit about you. What's your background? How did you meet Andy? How did you come to accompany him to Canada?
Oh, well, I don't know. Has Andy told this story on air yet?
Never.
It's very serendipitous. I, during COVID, I started a side business where I converted people's memories, such as old memories, such as VHS tapes, old photos, 8mm, 60mm, whatever you name it. I converted that. I digitized it. And I put out an ad in the local diner where I live.
Oh,
and where
the diner
Andy
in Madison.
That's right. I didn't want to name drop. I don't know how much everyone knows on the air.
What's
but
the
yes,
name of that
the
diner? It's right on Main Street in Madison. What's the name of it again?
It's called the Nautilus.
The Nautilus Diner, right.
Right.
Oh, I've eaten there with Andy many times.
Yes.
Go on.
So I had an ad out there, and I got a call from Andy Breckman himself. He had a whole big box full of all of his old, I guess you'd say, records and tape reels from when he was singing funny folky songs back in the day.
Uh-huh.
He also sang, I think, for the Macy's Day Parade. And I went to his office and we kind of just hit it off. We, you know, we chatted for like a few hours. At that time, they were shooting the pilot for this show. And it kind of just sprung into his mind, hey, I might need an assistant for this thing. And I'm comfortable being on set. I do sound work on set. That's my background for about 8 years. So when COVID hit, the sound work took a hit, which is why I started this side business. And I don't know, through kismet, I guess you'd call it, I found Andy, and he took me on as an assistant in the writer's room.
Okay, Evan, are you sassified?
I mean, I just want more and more. I mean, I got to say, like, you
oh, I know.
Well.
I know. I'm so thrilling to talk to, aren't I?
Thanks, Evan. The phone number is 201-209-9368. And Eve, we're talking to Eve, Andy Breckman's full-time live-in assistant. And it's so cool that Andy talked about singing at the Macy's Day Parade because he uses the same code word, you know, with me whenever he's talking about his collection of sex tapes. So when you digitized all of those, was that traumatic? Did Andy offer any kind of therapy related to that?
Because,
you know, I hear about internet moderators, you know, who just see the most ghastly stuff you can't even imagine. And, you know, it really takes a toll on them.
There's something called the statute of limitations. So these are very, very old things that I saw. And I think he's skirted the law, apparently. So I think he's safe. So I could report it, but I don't think it would matter anymore.
All right. We're talking to Eve, Andy Breckman's full-time live-in international assistant. Andy couldn't be bothered to come to his own show. So we're talking to Eve. And you're on the air with Andy's assistant, Eve. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Bob. How are you?
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hello. Hello, Eve. Have you been to Andy's his residence?
Oh, yeah, a few times. Now I know Ken's going to ask me about some traumatic stories that might have happened there. in the theater room that he has. Yes, I think. Oh,
the theater room. That's what he's calling it now. Okay. Yeah, I think
Let's just say Matt Lauer stole some ideas from Andy. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll stop.
What is the address of Andy's house?
I can't cross that line. If I want to keep my job, I can't cross that line. Sorry.
But how would he ever know?
Ken can provide that for you, though.
I can email it to you.
Okay, thank you.
As I've said, you know, if you're in Madison, New Jersey, just go to the top of the hill on Ventnor and start screaming his name. And that's a sure way to get him to come out. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. If there's any secrets that you've been wondering about regarding Andy Breckman, now is the time to find out, because we have Andy's full-time assistant, Eve, on the line with us. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Bear.
Hi, Bear.
Hello.
Hi.
Have you got...
So I'm wondering...
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, I was just wondering, Eve, do you need an assistant? Because Andy seems like a lot.
That's a great question.
Honestly, that is a great question. I have been...
I'm available, just saying.
I have been saved by some of the other assistants in this production. So some directors get assistants, and they help me pick up some of the slack here while I help Andy and with his daily naps. But I know it's a huge task having to take care of all of that. But
I imagine you must need daily hugs from somebody.
Andy offers, but
that's a lie. Andy never offers a hug. Andy will not accept a hug, nor will he offer a hug.
You're right. It'll be like, you look like you need a hug, kind of like those kind of moments.
Oh, yeah, but there's no actual hugs.
No.
Speak the truth, Eve.
Keep in mind, Andy, I would say
two times in the past.
Thank you, Bear. Eve, what are some of the peculiarities? Like, how many naps a day does he take?
Well, depending on the number of scenes we do, it'll be blocking for the scene, and then a nap if he can. And then after the nap, he'll start writing, because we still have an episode to go. So it'll go from... sometimes he'll be working it out mentally about what needs to be written on the page, and as Andy puts it today, actually, is that it might be a one nap problem or a two nap problem, which is like a Sherlock Holmes quote, where he'll say something like, "That's a two pipe problem,"
right?
You know, it's just a matter. These days start early, so sometimes we're up at 6 a.m., driving an hour to a location, and you know, I'm beat myself. I wish I could take a nap, but you know.
Okay, we have another call. Hi, you're on the air with Eve, Andy Breckman's assistant.
It's an honor, Ken. It's an honor, Eve. Thank you so much for dedicating your time.
Welcome, Thank Zachary. You.
Hey, the riveting show.
Thank you.
I really enjoy learning about people's daily routines. You're talking about naps, so naps are part of it. But, like, give us the nuances. You know, does he drink coffee? How much is going into it? He writes 200 words and then goes for a short walk. What's happening, Eve?
Well, Andy does not drink coffee, famously. He does take these little caffeine pills.
Oh my God, he takes no dose?
I don't know what it is, but
he takes caffeine pills?
They're very mild. I think something like two of these little, they're like breath mints.
Can you grab one?
Right,
what are
now,
the letters on the pill?
Are they lozenges?
Do you want me to do an advertisement for them?
No, I was going to say, let's verify what they are. Yeah, are they lozenges?
They're called
Vitter Energy. Over the counter?
Energy.
You got a script?
What are they called?
Vitter Energy. It's something you can buy at, like, at the counter while you're checking out. It's
Vitter? It's, like V-I-T-T-E-R?
V-I-T-E-R. So Vitter? Is that how you pronounce it? Vitter Energy?
Oh, Vitter Energy.
This is like gas station speed is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes, you can quote me on that.
Yeah, it's a step away from bath salts.
Yeah, remember that episode of the UCB you took them, Ken?
Yeah, and Kratom.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow, well, see, you rubbed off on him, Ken.
Well, that's
little
new.
Did we know.
I never knew that Andy took caffeine pills. That's really new.
Oh, my God. Am I just spilling the am I actually going to be fired at the end of this show?
That's pretty mild stuff. That's really pretty mild stuff. Marie in Chicago wants to know whether Andy still snores. I know that he had surgery. Did you know that he had surgery to try to stop his snoring?
That I did not know. He closes the door to his office, but no, I would say he does not snore. He plays like he plays something on YouTube while he sleeps. That's his bedtime, his nap time routine.
Does Whenever he have like I, a little go, nap
wait,
playlist?
Hang on a second.
Playlist for Andy?
Zachary, hang on a second.
Oh, sorry, Ken.
Eve, what does he play on YouTube when he's trying to sleep? Is it just like noise?
It's a really good question.
Is it music?
I only hear a snippet of it when I knock on the door and tell him it's time to block the scene. It is a man speaking. So this is the big mystery. I don't know exactly what it is, but I'm sure Andy can be very candid and honest with you about what he likes to fall asleep to. But
it's a man speaking.
Yes, it could.
I think it's a LibriVox recording.
I don't know.
He's listening to some classic literature.
Oh my God,
Dostoevsky or something.
Eve, you have to find out what it is.
Okay. Next time I wake him, I won't knock on the door. I'll just open the door.
Yeah, open the door. Sneak in.
Open my Shazam
app. Record a
app
sample.
I'll record a sample.
But here's my advice to you, Eve, and I'm saying this from experience. Sneak in while he's sleeping, but don't look at him. Don't look at him until he's had time to wake up and gather himself. But just all you have to do is listen. So, like, walk in and face away from him because it's just too disturbing.
You're describing a nightmare of mine, just someone watching me sleep, but not necessarily looking at me.
No,
you want to listen.
Listen to him sleep. We want to find out what the man is saying, the man that Andy Breckman listens to as he sleeps. We want to find out, is this a hypnosis record? Is it a self-improvement? We want to find out what the man is talking about. But don't look at him, for God's sake. Once he's up, and you'll probably hear him gather himself, then you can turn around. But until... Oh, my God, this is fascinating. Zachary, do you have any final questions for Eve?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's a lot to digest. I think I'll just let the other listeners...
Yeah.
Eve, thank you so much. Really appreciate you being here. This should be like a every other week installment updates from Eve.
You're very welcome. Anytime. I'm like beet red right now. You can't see me, but I am beet red right now, and this is my
is that true, Ken?
Thank you for taking it all in stride.
He is beet red.
We love it. Well, look forward to hearing you every other week. Cheers.
Okay. Cheers. Bye, Zachary. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. Andy Breckman's assistant Eve is filling in for Andy tonight because Andy he has a job. What's the vibe on the set of his little TV show Einstein? Are people excited? Do they think this is going to be a big hit?
It's funny you mentioned not looking at him while he naps. Nobody can look Andy in the eye. That's number one.
Is that on the rider of everybody on set?
Yes.
Yeah, he stole that one from Mike Myers.
While we're blocking, everyone needs to look at the ground.
No, he was
the vibe.
He was so impressed with Mike Myers' rider. I remember when he discovered it, and he was bragging that, or not bragging, but he was telling me that he was going to take some of the best ideas, including the fact that nobody on set's allowed to look him in the eyes, except for women who have a nice laugh.
Well, you learn something new about Andy. I'm learning something new about Mike Myers. I did not know that was in his writer.
Yep.
But the vibe, to be honest, is very good. Everyone is very, it's a convivial nature. Everyone can pitch in. It's very, very happy. It's very good.
Okay.
I know that's not what you want to hear. Sorry.
Not at all. In fact, I almost wanted to hit the delete button. I can delete the last 5 seconds anytime I want. Let's take another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Eve. This is Bandit.
Hello.
Hi, Bandit.
So I got a question for Eve. So another DJ on WFMU is looking for an assistant. His name's Jim the Poet. Wanting to know what I should put on my resume so I could apply to that.
Well, for Jim the Poet, I would recommend seeing if they have any old poems they need digitizing, and then doing that for them, and then you two can chat for a couple hours, and then they could say, "Hey, why don't you become my assistant?" And that's how you do it, as Andy would say. Huh. That's how you do it, baby.
Should I bribe him?
Surprisingly, no bribes on my end were had. He does pay my paycheck, so he does provide a paycheck, so that's, I guess, a bribe, if you could put it that way.
Interesting.
Should I flatter Jim the Poet with his past exploits of television and or publishing?
Yes.
I'll say yes.
Butter him up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Butter
Andy
him up?
Loves
okay.
being
okay. I'm
buttered
taking
up.
All these notes, by the way, so... Okay.
That's
when
very,
I don't
very,
do it,
very
yes.
professional of you, Bandit. Okay. We're moving on. Thanks, Bandit. Eve, does Andy pay you by the hour? Does he pay you a full-time salary? How's that all work?
I am technically paid by the hour.
By the hour. And can we ask what
but
is
it's
your?
It's like a working day. So when I'm with him or not, it's a 12-hour day regardless, because sometimes he'll text me out of the blue, say, hey, what are you wearing? Or what he will ask is to see if I can take him grocery shopping. That is something we do.
you have to take him grocery shopping.
That is my, but my on, overtime. But, I clock that in for overtime,
but
sometimes
only,
that's on the weekends.
Only if you're dressed the right way. That's why he
yes.
wants to know what you're wearing. So, yes. So how much does he pay you per hour?
Oh, God. That
it's
I'm
okay.
not comfortable
no,
disclosing.
Nobody's listening. Nobody's listening. Tell me, listen, tell me, and I will hit the dump button so it doesn't go over the air. I need to know.
I'll put it this way. Okay. I did sound work for in film and television before I worked for Andy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm making slightly less than I did doing sound work.
Not a surprise.
But when I was working in the writer's room, I could still take sound gigs. So that was the best time to work for him.
Okay.
But now that I'm in Canada, I can't take sound gigs and I can't do my family memory conversion thing. So I'm losing on both ends, and Canada takes taxes from me. So I am kind of bleeding money while working in Canada, but at least it's fun.
And the number, the hourly number. My finger is on the button. I swear to you, Eve, I swear to you that I will hit the button. I will not let the number go out over the air.
It's fine. I will be honest because, you know what, I don't care.
Good.
And I think people should be honest.
And I'm not going to repeat the number. I just need to know.
And it's not...
Okay, I kept to my word, and I hit the
button. Oh, you hit the button.
I did hit the button.
Thank you.
It didn't go over the air. And I got to say, man, that is terrible. That is a terrible hourly rate.
It
really is.
Better?
Yes, yes. We are a charity. We are a not-for-profit charity, and I pay way better than that. I am not kidding you. That is, and that's CBS's rate?
Yes.
And did Andy pay, before you went on to CBS's payroll, was Andy paying you that same amount?
After we found out what CBS was going to pay me, he agreed to fill it. Because I did work a couple weeks for him before we were officially taken on for the writer's room. And he did pay that amount graciously, which was very nice.
He was paying the same amount that CBS is paying you.
Yes.
And you work 12 hours a day. Is there any such thing as overtime?
Well, that's the nice part is overtime happens after 8 hours. So for the 12, four of those are going to be OT hours.
And is that double time and a half or double time?
It's time and a half.
Time and a half.
It's time and a half.
Still
yeah.
terrible. Still a terrible rate.
I triple that doing sound work. Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say because I mean it's like it's less than I pay trade workers that work for WFMU. It really is.
But it's a full-time position, you know. It's steady work and
do you get
the industry as it is? It's hard to come by work, so I'm happy for it. I am grateful.
Are you in a union?
Myself and the script coordinator in the room are currently working on forming/joining a union.
But it's not an American union because you're in Canada.
No. Oh, well, yes. Yes, it is because the writer's room takes place in the U.S.
Okay.
Technically, I have a different title while I'm working in Canada.
And do you get dental benefits?
Technically, yes. I have yet to take advantage of those.
And do you get vision benefits?
Technically, yes, but I do have 20/20 vision as far as I know. I haven't been tested. It's been many, many years, but I should take advantage of that.
And you get health coverage then, I assume, right?
Technically, yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, you're a young man. How old are you?
I turned 36 this year.
Yeah, so your body hasn't started deteriorating quite so much.
I would say I felt it begin as soon as I turned 30.
And does the health coverage cover psychedelic therapy?
I wish. That would be awesome. A little ketamine therapy.
Yeah, ketamine
great.
Therapy, psilocybin
especially
therapy.
Especially after working with Andy for so long.
We're looking for more calls. 201-209-9368. And listener Nadia wants to know, what do you think, Eve, that Andy is doing right now?
That's a great question. He walked out of the office space. I'm assuming he's going back to set.
No, in the
but...
why did
no? No, I'm not going
There's
back
no...
to set. Oh, yes, oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm back on set, yes.
Oh, hi,
you are on set.
You're on the air.
Oh, hi. This is a thrill of a lifetime. I'm a longtime listener.
Uh-huh. And what's your name?
Andy, please come back.
I'm a longtime half listener.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Andy.
Okay, Andy. What a coincidence. My old co-host had the same name.
That's me. That would be me. How's it going there, Kenny?
Oh, it's going great. Listeners love Eve, man. They love him.
This is such a relief.
I'm sorry, Andy.
I have a proposal to make regarding next Wednesday.
Okay, go ahead.
I think Eve is just getting started. Eve is just getting his feet wet.
Oh, absolutely. You're right. We've already given him a couple of assignments.
Are you
for the coming
are
week?
Are you trying at all to to produce a show, like with a theme and a subject and a topic?
Yes, absolutely. Very.
Tell me what today's topic is.
No, I won't.
Okay. I accept that.
I think
that.
You're talking I'm to kinda, the topic.
I'm kind of relieved.
Yeah, where are you right now?
I'm sitting on the set. We're waiting to shoot the next scene. I assume Eve is rifling through my drawers. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, very much.
I am fidgeting a lot, so yes.
And
I know he sometimes has a habit. He takes dumps in people's closets. I hope he's resisting the urge.
And is Melissa sitting on your lap at the moment?
No, she is not sitting on my lap. She has refused to do so multiple times.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Something about HR, something about my future in the business. I couldn't quite hear everything she said.
Yeah. But she has a great laugh.
She does have a great laugh.
Yeah.
I do love women with great laughs.
And I heard that director Beth also has a great laugh.
Yes, we have a great director working this week, yes.
Yeah, Eve's been telling us all the dirt on set. And I'm glad.
I'm so grateful I haven't been listening. Oh, listen, oh, I got to go. We're back at work.
Okay.
But anyway, Ken, have a great show. I hear good things about your show.
Thanks for calling in, caller.
Okay.
Talk bye, soon. Andy. Thanks. I'll see you soon.
Bye-bye. Eve, I have a question. You've obviously gone out to eat with Andy a bunch of times, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then also like in the writer's room.
Lunch
does he do the table drumming? Is he still an awful table drummer?
I think the table drumming is reserved for restaurants only. I haven't seen him do that at the lunch table here or on his desk when I bring him the daily BLT. But yeah, I think the drumming is restaurants only when he's waiting for a waiter or waiting for something.
Yeah. And sometimes he drums with the utensils, right? Sometimes he goes so far as to actually drum with the fork and the knife. Is he still doing
sometimes
that?
It's a rare occurrence, but I think I've seen that once or twice in the past, yes. the most interesting thing I would say is that he usually eats like the same thing every single day.
Yes, and what is that thing?
Well, while we're in Canada, that thing is a BLT sandwich.
Really?
While we're in Madison, that can be a tuna salad sandwich.
Yeah, I was going to say yes. That's a tuna fish sandwich.
Exactly.
Why did
so
he?
I think
why has he
Canada
changed?
Canada has affected him.
Yeah, why has he changed to a BLT? Do they not have tuna fish in Canada?
I think it's easier for the craft services to make them a BLT than it is for them to make tuna salad.
Oh, that's right.
Usually when you make tuna salad, you make a whole bunch.
Oh,
you know?
Of course.
They could just throw a few slices of bacon on the grill and have it ready for him.
Yeah. Okay, we have another call. The phone number here is 201-209-9368. Andy Breckman couldn't be bothered to show up for his show tonight, so we're talking to Andy's full-time live-in international assistant, Eve. And yes, Eve is spelled Y-V-E-S, like Eve Saint Laurent.
Wow. I am so surprised you know that. Thank you, Ken.
And who are
I don't think Andy knows how to spell my name.
Who are some other famous Eves? Eves, yeah.
My father's name is Eve as well.
Okay.
Another Eve Alboret, famous pastry chef. Other Eves.
Is Yves Saint Laurent, is he still alive?
That's a good question. I should be keeping track of the other Eves.
Yeah, man, you
in
should
the
start.
World.
You
That's
should
a good point.
Start going to the Eve convention. EveCon. Okay, we're taking another call. Hi, you're on the air with Eve.
Hi, my name's Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
This is the first time I've tuned into the show, actually.
Oh boy, are you lucky! You've never heard Andy Breckman on the air.
No, I have no idea what the show is about.
Okay.
Actually, I was kind of just excited to flip through the analog radio and see what was on the air.
And what are the chances that you would tune in and hear me interviewing a full-time assistant to Andy Breckman?
You're
this
very
been
welcome,
a very
Ben.
Interesting show. I guess this has been very revealing.
Well, Ben, do you have any questions about this person who you've never heard? Andy Breckman?
So many. Where do I begin?
Yeah, just give us your best question. Oh, his name is Andy Breckman. He was a writer of the movie IQ, and he also wrote the movie True Identity. He wrote Arthur 2. I don't know if you saw. Did you see Arthur 2?
I don't believe I did. No.
Oh my God! It is hilarious. You should rent it. It's probably streaming somewhere. Well, anyway, Ben, do you have any questions about this famous writer, Andy Breckman?
You know, I don't think I've got a question right now. I just wanted to share the experience. And hey, welcome to the show, Eve.
thank you, Ben.
Ben, thank you for leaving this very strange experience with me.
And Eve, our listeners are informing us that if you had attended EveCon in Edison, New Jersey last year.
Mm-hmm. All 33 of us, yes.
You might have met Eve Cousteau.
Eve Cousteau.
Son of Jacques Cousteau.
Oh, my God.
You might have been treated to an experimental hip-hop performance by Eve Tumor.
I do not know who Eve Tumor is.
Oh, he's an experimental hip-hop musician.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then there's Eve Klein.
And, of course, the famous Eve Albrecht, the assistant to Andy Breckman of Arthur II fame.
Has Andy ever spoken to you about his previous assistants? And, what became of some of them?
Now that you mention it, he has not really brought up his previous assistant. I think he mentioned his very first assistant, who I believe was from WFMU. Is that correct?
Will, yeah. It was Will Baum who brought him into WFMU.
Was he his assistant during Monk? Is that correct?
No.
Yeah,
Will was his first assistant back when he was writing for Letterman or SNL or something.
Oh my gosh!
And Will,
he had an assistant then.
Well, I don't know, or maybe he was screenwriting by the time Will was his assistant. But Will was in a band called Love Child, which was an indie rock band, and he was really familiar with WFMU. And it was Will who brought Andy to WFMU.
Wow. And whatever happened to Will?
He moved to L.A. after doing only two or three shows with Andy.
Okay.
And
I don't know if that speaks to how, if he feels like he could make it moving to L.A. or he just wanted to get away from Andy.
People are still trying to. Yeah, people. It's an unsolved mystery. People are still trying to figure that one out. But yeah, Will was the original co-host of 7 Second Delay, and I don't know what happened. But Love Child continued to play after he moved to L.A. Love Child continued to play. They became somewhat successful.
Wow.
And they just a big reissue just came out, but I don't know. I don't know what became of Will after that. But I think he had connections in Hollywood. So I don't know if he went into screenwriting or whatnot. But I think something related to TV or film.
Huh. And did you know any other of Andy's assistants?
Oh, yes. Oh yes. Yes.
Please do tell. I want to know what the track record is. Like, what is my future? I need to know what my future is. Please.
Well,
is it dark?
have you heard of the Muslim Brotherhood?
are they also a dancing troupe like the other famous Eve?
Oh, no, no. The Muslim Brotherhood is a quasi-terrorist organization. I'm just remembering he had Dan the Egyptian, who was his assistant. But we have another call. Hi, you're on the air with Eve.
Hi, how you doing, Eve? How you doing, Ken?
Hi, who's this?
Hey, how's it going?
Who's this?
Yeah, this is Double G. This is Double G.
Oh, hey, Double G. You're in Chicago?
No. I'm in this is Queens.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead, Double G. Happy to have you.
Thank you. Eve, have you caught up on Andy's body of work? Are you familiar with his body of work?
I'm familiar with most of the titles. I haven't seen a handful of them, such as the movie Moving. I don't know where I would be able to watch that.
Maybe you shouldn't, honestly.
So you haven't seen Moving. Have you seen you've seen IQ, right?
I have a long time ago. I have not rewatched it since working with Andy.
Have you seen?
I feel like I should.
Have you seen his Netflix show, The Good Cop?
Yes, I've seen The Good Cop.
The Tony Danza and remind me his name.
Josh
Groban.
Yeah, Josh Groban. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Everyone's grandma loves Josh Groban. That's a fact.
Yes. Did you see True Identity or Arthur 2?
That
personally,
I cannot say. No,
Double G, have you seen True Identity?
No, I thought it was True Lies for a second. I'm like, there's no way Andy thought of that.
No, it's not True Lies. It's True Identity, starring a British comedian named Lenny Henry. It is something to behold. I don't know that I've ever seen a worse movie in my entire life.
I'm putting it on my list right now.
Okay, then it's on my list.
Yeah, anyway. True Identity. And it also destroyed the career of Lenny Henry, who is a promising up-and-coming British comedian.
Oh, and Andy has blood on his hands once again.
It's British blood, at least.
So, Eve.
It's known as the Breckman Bump.
Is this show like a continuation of The Good Cop? Is it like a police procedural kind of thing?
It is a police procedural, but it does not live in the universe of The Good Cop.
Is it a comedy also?
Yes, it is. It is definitely Andy's style of you take a procedural, you make it funny, make it wacky. Einstein is definitely a kid in a candy store in the crime scenes. As you will, but yeah, it's Andy's secret sauce. You know, you'll see it. You'll know it when you see it.
Yeah, I'll know it when I see it. Well, I appreciate both of your time.
Yeah, thank you, Double G.
Yeah, of course. All right,
thanks, Double G.
See you later. And Matthew Gubler, he's the star of Einstein, correct?
That's right.
Is he getting?
Matthew's awesome.
Yeah, is he getting much action on set?
What do you mean by much action on set?
Is he getting laid a lot?
I think we're going to bookend this show with me.
Be honest.
Mentioning my NDA again. No. Matthew is nothing but a gentleman. He is the best. And
he's a very, very attractive man. Am I right?
Yes. Yes, he's a very attractive man. That's right. Personable. He's just very outgoing, super high energy.
Andy was telling me that he was rated the 34th top male model in the United States.
Where is that list coming from?
Andy was very proud of that.
Is that his own? Is that his own list?
No, that's not his own list. Good God. Okay, so let's review because we're almost out of time. Andy is popping caffeine pills. We have learned that. That's new information to me. He listens to a man speaking when he naps. And Eve, you have to find out what that's about. We have to find out.
The next time I'm on the air, I will have that answer for you.
Because I think it's got to be some kind of sleep learning or hypnotism. It's got to be something like that.
What do you think it's hypnotizing him to do?
Not snore.
Well, it's working because he's not snoring.
How do you know? How do you
I feel like I would hear him through the door, no? Based on how you're describing it, it sounds like it's very loud.
No, it's true. But he probably doesn't snore nonstop.
Right.
Well, I guess you can ask Melissa. Ask Melissa Fumero. she would know.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. I'll get back to you about that.
Okay, one final call, a quickie.
I think Daddy's finished.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nadia.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
So, Nadia H.
Hi, Nadia H.
I've been I'm competing in the well-dressed fancy dandies scavenger hunt, and I'm supposed to get a celebrity saying something about well-dressed fancy dandies.
Uh-huh.
So I figured I should probably get Eve because he seems to be pretty famous.
He is. He works with Andy Breckman. I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah, he works with a famous Hollywood producer and everything. Yeah.
My rating in the Eve convention is moving up as we speak.
Well, Nadia, I can hook you up with Eve.
Yeah.
I'll do.
I have a fiance, and I'm very happy that.
I'll do that tomorrow.
Okay.
He might be a bit old for you, but I'll let you two work that out.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Nadia.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye. Bye. And thank you, Eve. And
You're very welcome, kid.
We can't wait to find out the answer to what Andy is listening to when he naps. Because then I want to play it during the show.
Okay, that's a good point. Then I will hunt down that YouTube clip for
yes.
you.
Yes, so don't forget. Sneak in while he's sleeping, but only listen. Do not look at him until he's had time to gather himself.
Or I can slip his phone, get his phone, jump onto his YouTube app, and look at his watch history. I feel like that would be much more interesting.
Oh, that's a great idea. Oh, my gosh. Now I see why you're a high-paid assistant. That's fantastic. All right. Thank you, Eve. We got to run.
You're welcome, Ken.
Okay. Bye-bye. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Will Andy Breckman be here next week? I have no freaking clue. Who knows? Coming up next, though, 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
Oh, God. Help us.
Well-dressed fancy dandy.
Call us lucky, you and I, lucky girl, lucky guy, and when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak, a lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why.
Thank you.
Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. And we have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.